There's another area that you get involved in, and that's equal rights for women.
Oh, yes.
I discovered an article from 1986 when that topic was being discussed, the move to add women's work to the gross national product.
Oh, yes.
By putting an annual dollar value on the work performed by the house worker. This article from the Morning Call says Gloria Dialectic, a former Allentown resident, Lehigh University graduate, is adamant about counting what women do as part of the gross national product. You're quoted as saying it is totally essential in the industrialized world. Dialectic, who is delegate to the All China Federation of Women and director of advocacy, counseling, crisis intervention, and education center in Tulsa, said the work women do, bearing children, nurturing them, socializing, and educating them, is a necessary part of the system. Without this contribution, there would be no future workers.
I think what they're referring to there with the All China Federation of Women, I was selected by People to People International from among, there were about 31 of us, feminist therapists or counselors, to go to China in 1986. We went to many universities and we presented papers. And they presented papers to us. And we went to social service agencies such as senior citizen centers and hospitals for children with physical disabilities and so on and so on. It was an amazing journey. And that's what they mean about the All China Federation of Women. They're the ones that invited us to come. And they're the ones that hosted us around in the different provinces of China. There was a woman here in Tulsa much more active than I on the Wages for Housework campaign, which is an international campaign. I got in on it temporarily through this other woman. I wish I could remember her name and give her recognition because she was an amazing person. But that would just be part of the whole feminist movement, of course, to acknowledge women's role in caring for the elderly. In many cases, it's the wife who takes care of her parents or her husband's parents as they linger and die. All of this goes unrecognized, and you can't be paid for that, you know, by Medicare or anything if you are a relative just doing that as a kind service. Although if you were professional and had to come in as a worker, you'd be paid incredible salaries. So it all ties together. There was a big movement in England around that time.
You have donated and worked for so many, many hours. Mm-hmm. You've probably donated more of your time than pay time. Could be equal.
So. Maybe so, yes.
In all these causes, mm-hmm. and here at 84, soon to be 85, you're still continuing on that.
Well, I hope to be doing this and hope to be effective.
So in terms of equal rights for women and equal pay, we're still fighting that.
We're still fighting
in 2017. And here you were in 86 talking about it, and we're still talking about 2017.
Yes, that's right.
Pretty amazing. We've come some ways, I guess.
Yes,
now we have women who are CEOs of major companies, so that must make you feel good to know, because that would never have happened in the 70s and 80s.
No, that's true.